Hi, and welcome to Absolutely Golden Podcast. I'm Josie.
And I'm Claire. And every week we explore a variety of different topics.
From matters of the heart to home organisation.
Health and well-being to parenthood.
We hope you will join us every week to bring sunshine and smiles.
Positivity and passion to your week.
And now for this week's show. All right. Happy Monday.
Oh, sorry, I was waiting.
Till when?
Now.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Cracking 90s band.
So today is Freedom Day, so it's a week.
It's not, though, is it?
Oh, no. Let's be truthful here.
It's not Freedom Day at all.
Anyone's... You can do this, but not that.
Yeah, you can do all these things, except you can't, because you've been pinged by the app and you can't go anywhere. So all the businesses are now going to fail post-lockdown.
Yep.
Because they haven't got any customers.
Yeah, the aftermath.
They haven't got any staff.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. That's just my fault.
And no help.
No, yeah.
Because
so basically,
we've had what we're allowed.
You've had everything you can have. You can now go back to work. Yeah, but I haven't got any customers because they're all self-isolating despite the fact that they're all perfectly healthy. Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you gonna help me at all?
No.
So you can go to work, yeah. So what you're saying is I can drive to a venue, pay for the venue, and no one will come. Yes. Excellent. This time next year, Rodney, I'll be a millionaire.
Oh, crikey, Claire. It's just, yeah, we've just had a little bit of a discussion over it because we don't really understand how the world is working right now.
No, it doesn't really make any sense to
That's
me.
That's right, weird.
Yeah, it's like you've given all the freedoms back, except they're not there at all.
Mm.
It's all thinly veiled in a cloak of, no, you can't do that. Well, so it's not really Freedom Day at all. I don't know who coined that phrase, but they need shooting. Anyway, it's not what we're talking about.
No, not at all. Today we are talking about first impressions and appearances. So
first place to start. What was your first impression of me?
I didn't think you liked me. Honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why? What? Okay, why?
I don't know. I think it was probably because, in my eyes... You were like God in singing world.
Shut up.
No, it was...
Oh, God. I feel a bit sick. I feel a bit bilious. Can I dry rest?
You are, though.
What? You're like... No.
You are.
Oh, I'm devastated by that. So you didn't think I liked you?
No.
Because I was a singer. But I don't get it.
Well, because I didn't have very high... I vision of myself, and I can remember seeing you sitting on the side of the brickmakers, and that was the first time I'd like met you, and I was so nervous.
Oh my God!
You were sitting there, so nervous, and
I wasn't like sitting there with a dagger or a gun or anything, though, was I?
No, not at all. And then when we got talking, didn't we, to join your band?
Yeah.
And like for one, I was like. How the hell would she even want me in that band? And then I came round to your living room.
Yeah.
And we had a chat about stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And I left feeling, wow.
Oh, bless you.
So, she didn't dislike me at all.
No. No, I feel like, it's weird, isn't it? How, you see, now my first impression of you was that you were like really, really friendly for starters, which is correct. And that you were really, really confident, which is probably not quite so accurate. But the first bit was like, I was absolutely bang on. But yeah, I thought you were like really confident because I'd watched you gigging beforehand and I was like, oh, she's really cool. You had your dancing going on and you're shaking your buzzwams around. And
nothing.
You're having a lovely time. And I thought, oh, she's fab. She's just a perfect fit for what I was looking for at the time. So yeah, I just thought, I can't try and poach you, but I thought you were just really, really friendly and really, really confident
in
what you did. So so partly right, partly wrong.
Yeah, same here. Like I was wrong for thinking you disliked me, but right because you're wow.
Oh. Do you know it takes? I did this little bit of investigation on this, and it takes 7 seconds to make a first impression.
7 seconds.
Naina Cherry song, very cool. 7 seconds. So do you think? Like, so in terms of being a judge of character, do you think that your first impressions are usually right?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And I did write that most of the time.
Yeah.
I would say as high as 95%, I'm going to go with. I am right.
You're right.
My gut feelings.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, isn't it, the way that it works. You know, I think we make assumptions about people. That was the thing. And we can be wrong. We can be really wrong. And I have been really wrong in the past. And sort of had a first snap impression of somebody and been like, it's not you at all, is it?
You know, and is that because of how they looked?
Or how
they spoke to you?
Well, I say I tend not to judge people based on looks, but I think that's probably not true. I think that's probably not true. I think we all do that. I think we can all look at somebody and make a decision on, you know, what they are and what they're like. I think that's really hard not to do.
Yeah.
But we can be wrong. And I think a lot of the time I make assumptions about personality and things like that, or like assume that. But I think a lot of it has to do with our own image of ourselves.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't think you could like me, so I didn't think you liked me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because you did anything.
No, it was just
to make me feel
your own.
That it's
your own impression of you.
Yeah.
I think people make assumptions about, because obviously, you know, both you and I work in sort of singing and things like that, and I think make a massive amount of assumptions that you know, like these freaking
hoity-toity
divas. And I hate the word diva. If somebody calls me a diva, I'm offended by that. And I don't get offended because you know how I feel about being offended, but nothing happens. What's wrong with being offended?
I get offended if that word ever comes near me as well.
Because I think people misread the word diva. I think that people think that the word diva means like that you're like, so a big singer. Like, not as in big, like you're a giant. I mean, like you're a big singer, you've got a big voice, which we both have. So I think people assume that if you've got a big voice, you're a diva. But to me, a diva is somebody that's like, don't put that there, and I want blue M&Ms, and the water's not the right temperature.
Demanding.
And I haven't got the right sound in my ears, and can you fix it? That's a diva.
Yeah.
So when people call me a diva, I'm like, I'm not any of those
things.
I've got my big 2-litre water bottle and I'm fine so long as I can hear myself and I want a bit of reverb. That's it. You know, like I'm not very high maintenance as a singer.
Not me neither. And I have to have me fisherman's friends.
Yeah, well, obvs. But, you know, I think people assume that, you know, singers and entertainers and people like that that stand on stage are like real extroverts. Mm. And quite often they're not. It's the other way around.
Yeah. Would you say you was an extrovert or an introvert then? Whereabouts are you on the scale, my love?
I think it very much depends. I think I'm both. I think I might be a little bit schizo.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was thinking to myself, I'm actually a bit of both.
Yeah.
So I must be sitting in the middle, because I don't think I can be introvert, but then I do take in my surroundings.
I think I'm probably more introverted than you are. Like if we go out on a gig and stuff, like you'll be just doing the rounds and talking to everybody and you'll nip over to people's. I never do that.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I always feel like, why would they want to talk to me? Like I don't, you know, I'm just there to do a job, you know. So like at a gig, if we were at the Brickies or something like that, and you'll be flitting around all the tables. Hi! And you'll be seeing everyone. I'll be like on the stage. Yeah, I know. But I'll know them. No, you don't like go up to strangers and stuff. But I still don't do that, even if I know them. I mean, some people I will. If I'm really close to somebody, I will. But for the most part, I don't run up to people and go, oh, because I'm like, they're not going to want to talk to me. They've come out to be with each other. They don't want to talk to me. I'm more of an introvert in that way. And I think also this assumption that, you know, if you're in a band and stuff, you're probably going to be out all night partying and having it. And whereas most people I know are not like that at all.
No.
Like we do the gig and we're like, oh, God, is it bedtime yet?
You know, have a cup of tea.
And then on the nights that we're not gigging, we're quite happy to be in with a cup of tea in an early night. And if I can get my pyjamas on by 7 o'clock, I consider that greatness.
Yeah, I'm happy. It was almost becoming a challenge, like how quickly Claire and I could pack the band down, wasn't it? So we could get home,
put our pyjamas on, and go to bed. And then there'd be a discussion on the way home in the Barker bus about whether or not we'd left the, if it was, I can't even contemplate it at the moment because it's so hot, but whether or not we'd left the pyjamas on the radiator so they were warm.
Yeah.
You know, get in with the warm jammies.
Yeah, that was a little win. Yeah.
So yeah, I think largely a first impression thing can be very wrong, but I'd say that I'm probably more right than I am wrong in terms of people.
Yeah.
And sometimes I make a first impression and I think, for whatever reason, sometimes just a chemistry thing, you just don't like somebody. Like it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes I just have like a real, I just can't like you.
Do you want to know that's happened to me with one person? Michael Ball.
I hate Michael Ball as well. Oh, I love you.
And I've never met him before, but I just don't like him.
No.
And that's really, that's not like me.
No, the thing is, I told a friend of mine, told a very good friend of mine that I didn't like Michael Ball. And she was like, that's like hating a puppy. I said, it's not like hating a puppy. Puppies are lovely.
Yeah.
Puppies aren't self-involved. Like, this is terrible. I'm really sorry, Michael. Not that he's listening. He won't listen to us.
No.
But it's not just that. There's one person that I'm thinking of, and everybody loves this person, right? Everybody just thinks that this person, I'm not even going to say the sex, but just is the bee's knees. And I'm like, nope, I've got nothing. I just cannot get on board with it. And I don't know why. It's like a chemical thing.
Oh.
And it's really odd. So I seem to be in the minority. Actually, it's not quite true. My husband.
You can tell me when we leave.
I've already told you. You know who it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just, I think my thing with first impressions is I have to feel sincerity from people. I have to feel like they're genuine, because there is nothing more unattractive to me than somebody that is false.
Yeah.
I cannot stand it. So if somebody really, really hates me, I would much rather they just never spoke to me
than
put on a show and be all, you know. And there was somebody that we used to know who was all, darling, darling, you're fabulous, you know, like this. And then slagging people off behind their backs. And I just think, oh my God, you are just a horrible human being.
Mm.
And that person has now been cut out of our lives and all, you know, so much for the better. But there's just sometimes you just think, well, what is it these other people are seeing? Because I just can't see it. But I'm very like, I won't then run up to that person and be all like, hi, how are you? And I'll be civil, but I can't do the fake thing. So, you know, maybe the first impression of me, I think, and I've had people say to my, their first impression of me is that I was quite hard-nosed and quite, and like not overly friendly.
Oh.
But I'm like, I am really friendly, but I can't.
Once you're in.
Yeah, but maybe I just haven't got the time for small talk. I come across a lot of people in my day-to-day weeks. So if I was just like overly friendly to all of them, I'd never get rid of them. They'd be knocking
probably
on the door.
Probably not. That's probably why. So I, my thing is with me, I think I'm just like, I am like a puppy, I think.
You are, yeah.
And I love talking to people, and I love...
See, I never know what to say. And then I worry that I come on too strong, because my actual introvert lack of confidence thing means that I'm always thinking, I've got nothing interesting to say, I have nothing to contribute. So I then go over the top and go the other way, and I'm like, stupid, and start talking rubbish. So, you know, it's just, I find it really difficult. But I think, like I say, going back to the beginning, you know, first 9 times out of 10, I have disliked somebody and then liked them and then gone back and gone, nope, I was right the first time.
Yes.
Yeah. Lesson learned. Always trust your gut instincts. One particular person I'm thinking of that I was like, nope, I was absolutely bang on the money about you. You are, in fact, just a twat. I got suckered in there for a moment by the charm. Nope, you're a dick. And it happens. And it happens. And I'm sure people think that about me. And that's also fine. Because not everyone is everyone's cup of tea.
That's right. And you know, you don't need to be. And you don't need to... Sorry, I just looked at that. Okay. I was like, what the hell is that?
Don't look at the screen. Step away from the screen.
I've now lost my train of thought.
It's okay not to be everyone's cup of tea.
Yes. Yes. Because I think when you're younger... Oh, I think you probably always want to be
liked
and you know, and that's hard.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But like the further on in life you get, it just doesn't matter, because as long as like your little unit likes you, then that's all that matters. Because you don't need the world to like you.
I sort of do though, for business purposes. I sort of need people to like me. I'm going to that choir. Oh, that the one with the real bitch choir leader that everyone hates. Yeah, that's the one. She's awful. We hate her. Should we go and give her loads of money? No.
I worry that, like, you know, when you say about, like, because I like to talk to people and everything, I worry that people might think that I'm being fake because I'm talking to people. But I just generally... like to talk to people.
No, I don't think anyone thinks you're
fake. I don't
fake.
Think that makes me... I don't feel like I'm being fake. I do genuinely like to talk to people, and I like hearing people's stories. I love... Mm. I love people. And I suppose that does bring out... like it looks like I'm confident. I'm confident in the way that I can go up to speak to somebody.
Mm.
I have that confidence.
If people come to talk to me, I will chat all day long. But I find it really hard to go to them.
To go to somebody.
Because I just think, oh, no, they're just sitting there having a nice time with their husband or their wife. They don't want me steaming over there, ruining the night, talking crap and swearing too much. Like,
you couldn't ruin
No one wants that. Night. Oh, God, she over again.
Do you think people tend to get attached to their initial impressions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think it's okay. I think, like you say, if most of us feel that our gut instincts are usually right, then I think it's okay to sort of stick with it. But I don't think it's okay to not admit when you've made a mistake. So, you know, we all do that, don't we? Sometimes yeah. You're like, oh, no, I was really, really wrong. So the thing that I did a little Googling, as I do, and they... the things that we judge people on, right, based on, and this is all based on facial and vocal cues, okay? So it's the tone of the voice mm-hmm. and the way that the face looks. We judge.
I go on tone.
Instantly, yeah. Trustworthiness, physical strength, intention to do harm. Those are the three things, apparently so, that we are getting, so from the face and the voice. So whether or not you can trust them.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're quite strong. I don't know where that comes from. And apparently, I read, in China, it's that bit isn't... It's a different thing dependent on the cultural place. I can't speak. So in China, it tends to be intelligence. Over here, in sort of the West, it tends to be physical strength.
That does not surprise me.
So they're going for... And we should be doing it like the Chinese. Don't care if you're strong. Are you bright?
Yeah.
Can you string a sentence together? Are you quite clever? Those things are more important, aren't they? Then can you lift that rock from there to there? I mean, I can do that myself. Fine. Those are the things that we judge based on those, you know, facial and vocal cues. And I think that's amazing.
That is amazing. And I know of a lady who went to... A lady who went to a Chinese school to see how they... how they work, basically. Yeah. And the children are in a straight can be line. Mm-hmm. They will go and sit all together. They just get on with their work. If a teacher comes into the room, they stand straight up. Away. The order of the... Mm-hmm. And I know that's probably a bit robotic.
Well, living under a crazy dictatorship will do that to children. Do as you're told, or I'll kick your head in. That's how it's going to work.
It's like, wow, that would not happen in the schools I know.
No, you're in detention. Cough. What are you going to do? That's the thing, is, you know, being teachers and stuff. I'm just going to go. And the teacher's going, well, there's nothing I can do about that because I'm not allowed to touch you.
No. Took everything away.
Yeah. So, we need somewhere between. Crazy dictatorship.
Yeah.
And we can do what we want, which seems to be what we have in this country.
Yeah.
Particularly at the moment. Amazing.
They call that a happy balance, don't they?
Yeah, what's that like?
Where is the happy balance
there
in life?
There is no. There's never a happy balance in anything, is there? It's very love, hate, black, white, crazy, busy, or nothing at all.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how life seems to be at the moment. So it's mad. I think body language is really important. I was saying about the facial and the vocal cues, but body language is massively important on that first impression, like whether or not people are making eye contact with you. Have they got their arms folded?
Yeah, in a job interview, I think they were dependent on the job, I suppose, but they would be looking at your, what did you say it was?
Body language.
Body language,
yeah. About, you know, just the way that you hold yourself. And do you sit up straight? Do you slouch? Do you look to the floor?
Yeah.
There's all these things, that amazing things that sort of trained detectives can tell, you know, how people are lying.
It's fascinating.
About where you look, you know, sort of. So where do you look at them? Look at them in the eye, but don't look at them directly in the eye. Because that's weird.
I don't... If somebody's talking to me, then I can look at them. But if I then have to talk about myself... Mm. Or something that I've done, I can't I can't look. And I don't know what that is, but I do notice I do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be happily talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if I have to say something, like, I keep, like, wandering off. If I have to think about what I've done, I normally look up there somewhere, because yeah, yeah. I can't look at you and think what I've done.
I struggle with eye contact. Always have done. Always have done. I'm fine with you. I've known you long enough when we're, like, you know, best friends. So
we've seen each other how...
Yeah, literally flashed my tits at you and during the middle, for some random reason, in the middle of a rehearsal the other day. I don't know why. I'm sorry about that. I feel like I haven't formally apologised. I was wearing underwear, by the way. But
I felt abused.
Yeah, she did. She's actually traumatised.
I wanted more. You know me.
Yeah. This was a full band practice as well. Fortunately, I don't think the boys are ever
looking.
They're never paying attention.
They've got their heads down.
Yeah, exactly. But speaking of heads down, it was interesting that the theory was that if you look up, it means that you don't know what the answer is. So, like, if you're lying about something.
Oh, right.
And so it's like, where are you going to look? If you look up, you're searching for something. You're searching for an answer, which, as you said, you just looked up into the corner and you're searching for something. If you look down, they know you're lying. So there's these little things that the cues and the eyes and the way that people sit and stuff. And I find it really interesting. So we had the CBB barbecue. CBB is the band, by the way.
Yeah, not the children's TV.
No, not CBeebies and not Celebrity Big Brother. It's very confusing at certain times of the year. CBB stands for the Claire Barker Band. So we had the barbecue and all the kids came. And I took a few photos, sort of candid photos, just of people chatting and stuff like that. Mm. And all the teenagers were sort of slumped in their chairs with their arms folded. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Not necessarily on a phone, but like looking like the phone was missing from their hand.
Yeah, they were. But I also thought as well, some of them, there was quite a lot of laughter before or after the picture was taken. Yeah. It was just like the wrong moment,
snapshot,
I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. But they do sit with their arms folded yeah. all the time. And I'd say this to my daughter. I was like, yeah, she's wandering along with her arms folded. And I'm like, you look so aggressive. You look so aggressive with your arms folded. Don't do it.
Although when I relax I like to do that. Because yeah. it's comfy, because I've got my hands on my belly.
Yeah.
And that's...
I like to have a cushion in front of me if I'm
sitting. It's comfy like that.
Weird, isn't it?
To relax.
So where does it matter? What about jobs? I had this thinking about, you know, sort of jobs, and where does it matter what you look like?
Yeah, I've people in this day and age say that it shouldn't matter anymore.
I disagree with that statement.
But I think that it should matter.
I agree.
Because I think you should be smart. You should... It's just like a respect thing, I suppose. Mm. And
people will disagree with this hugely. And I might... Somebody I used to know. Anyway, somebody that I used to know was like, well, I'm not going to change the way that I look because I don't think it should matter for my job. And this person worked on the phone and they were like, I don't think it should matter, so I'm not going to do it. And then sort of gradually everyone got promoted above this person and this person was still... sort of stuck in the same job that they'd been done. Well, it shouldn't matter. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it shouldn't matter, but clearly it does, because people less clever than you are getting promoted above you because they are putting on a suit and a tie and having a shave and getting a haircut.
Yeah.
So, you know, clearly it does. But then I started thinking about it more and I was thinking, why? Why shouldn't it matter? Why shouldn't it matter? You're on the phone, but you're still, if you're going to go into supervisory roles and stuff like that, you are still then... teaching other people, training new people to come in. If you turn up looking like, you know, Jabba the Hutt in an oversized AC/DC t-shirt, then why should they sort of look at you and think, yeah, it's an aspirational thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work as a receptionist at a lawyer's firm with your face full of metal and tattoos and, you know, sod off written across your forehead.
Yeah.
It doesn't instill confidence. It doesn't. And what's... So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that massively disagree with that, and that's fine. It doesn't matter. I'd love to hear your opinion on it, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't know, this whole it shouldn't matter. And I'm like, but why shouldn't it? Why shouldn't you aspire to, you know, sort of make a decent first impression? You know, certainly from a company's point of view, you don't want...
Definitely.
You
from
want to scare people away.
Yeah, because the powers that be as well, you know, they're of a generation, I suppose, that... very much instilled in that anyway.
So I'm thinking like politicians and stuff like that. That you can trust somebody based on how they look. And I think it's interesting how politicians look for the most part. If you look at sort of, you know, Macron from France, he's always immaculate, absolutely immaculate. He's like a, looks like an action man, do you know what I mean, in a suit. He's like really, really tidy all the time. Boris Johnson, Donald Trump might have broken the mould a little bit on this.
Yeah.
On the whole smartly turned out thing. But I've seen, you know, people say that Boris, you know, goes and has a haircut like this and then before the cameras turn up, he'll ruffle his hair up. And it's some sort of PR thing to get people to, you know, again, like to sort of trust him because he's sort of this whole one of us thing. He's not too smart and prim and proper. And I'm like, I don't really get that. Look at David Cameron. He was always immaculately turned out, you know. Whereas Boris is always sort of in an ill-fitting suit looking ever so slightly like Wurzel Gummidge.
Yeah.
You know.
But like the I just hear so much that people just look at him and it's like, well, how can you trust that?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the mindset of a lot of people.
Yeah. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
The people that are leading our country should be able to get up and get dressed in the morning.
Yeah.
And run a comb through.
Yeah.
You know, because they're the ones that, you know, if you can't do that, that's what people will be thinking, isn't it? If you can't even do that, how the hell are you supposed to run the country?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there are loads of jobs where it really matters. And if you want to look a certain way, then you're going to have to sort of accept the fact that. And I've got nothing wrong, you know, if people want to be like heavily tattooed or have their heads shaved or do whatever they're going to do, then that's absolutely fine, each to their own. But you're going to have to accept the fact that that is going to limit your opportunities in terms of jobs.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, actually.
It is just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, if you are shaven head or with a massive mohawk, you're not likely to get a job in a certain industries.
Yeah. No, that's...
Doesn't mean you can't have a really successful career.
No, it doesn't.
I've got friends that are, you know, really heavily tattooed and they've gone on, they've got their own tattoo artist studios.
Well, is that,
That doesn't mean that they can't do that. But
there's a place for them.
Yeah. In the whole first impressions thing, you know, like, so do you remember when we used to do that gig up at Long Sutton and there was a guy that used to come and dance along to it and he loved all the disco stuff and he was just wearing like a black vest and he had, his entire head was shaved and covered in tattoos, like all over his face. And we were looking at him going, not our key demographic.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Usually it's sort of women of a certain age. Not necessarily of a certain age, but just, you know, sort of the women just loving the disco vibe that back in the early days. And there was this dude and we were like, wow, he's loving life. So that total different first impression. I looked at him and I would have been like, and would have run away.
We're not heavy enough for you, mate.
Yeah, you're not going to like this. And then he's like singing along to I Love the Nightlife.
I love to boogie.
Wow. Well, I misread that one. It's really important. Anyway, oh God, look at the time. Raving rant time.
Oh Christ.
Raving rants. Oh God, you've got loads more.
No, it's okay. We've pretty much.
You've covered your stuff.
Covered.
Yeah. My raving rant this week is this. It's my own resting bitch face. My face, when I'm not paying attention, screams sod off. It really is awful. Sometimes I catch sight of myself in the mirror and think, Christ almighty, if I saw that, I'd be like, run away. So I've got beef with my own face. And it's getting worse.
I catch it myself.
Resting bitch face. Worst thing in the world. I'm like, what? And they was like, what's the matter with you? And I'm like, literally, that is just my face.
Yeah.
When I'm not smiling.
To apologise.
I'm so sorry for my face.
Oh, it's all right. My daughter has it too.
God, it's awful. My daughter's got it. And I'm like, what's the matter with you? She's like, it's just my resting bitch face. And it is. So I have a real issue with my own face and I'd like it to sort it out. The worst thing happened to me this morning, actually. I was cleaning the living room. I have a mirrored tray on the coffee table where I keep the remotes and the coasters and my glasses because I'm old now. And I leaned over to dust it. Oh my God. Not only a resting bitch face, but like my whole face just sort of caved in like a Shar-Pe dog. Oh my Christ. So now I'm like really paranoid about it and I must always smile all the time. My face when I'm smiling I think is all right.
And now you're just going to look psychotic.
I'll take it. I'll take psycho over bitch. Lovely smile. Anyway, it's time for Josie's quotey. We've overrun as usual. Off you go.
Her name is Josie and she's super fun. She's positively sweeter than a sticky bun. Making us smiley, making us think. With a beautiful quote every week.
How you present yourself is how people first view you. What are you showcasing?
Resting bitch face. I think it's time for a cup of tea. We hope you have a lovely week, guys. I'm not really sure what's happening with this so-called Freedom Day, but I would say it's not freedom at all. Carry on being careful. Wash your hands. Don't let that slip.
Just carry on being careful.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Are you going to keep wearing your mask, do you think?
Oh, well, I have to actually admit, I just put the fuel in the car on the way here and I ran into the garage and I didn't have a mask. I was like, oh, I haven't got a mask. She's like, it's okay actually today. And then there was a plastic shield between us, but I wasn't thinking that, oh, today I don't have to wear a mask. I just
No, I've got my first choir today and I will be wearing a visor.
Yeah.
Up until the point that everyone's sort of in their seats and... when I'm taking payment, and
if I was doing that, I would do that too,
and then wait until everyone's sat.
Yeah.
I'm also going to take my big stage fan and put it in the back door so that it's blowing cold fresh air into the venue. I'm going to do that at every venue because fans have been very contentious during lockdown. A lot of people didn't want fans on, and they're not allowed fans on in school and stuff like that because it's blowing the air around. But I figure if I put it in the doorway, that's a really good top tip for this heat, by the way, guys. Put a fan on the windowsill in the evening, sucks the cold air in from outside and puts it into the room. It really, really works. So I think I might do that. Put the fan in to bring in the fresh air into the room. Keep the front door open so it blows out the other side, so they've got that sort of through. I figure that'll work, but I'm going to keep my mask on until I'm not in someone's face. And I'm still distancing everyone.
Yeah, I'll still wear a mask shopping.
Yeah, I think I will too. Because largely, I just don't want it. I'm going to wear it until we're in a situation where the cases are coming down, which I think they might well do anyway after, you know, the football's calmed down. So that's, you know, that's not a thing anymore. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, good luck with whatever you're doing.
Yeah, good luck, peeps.
Be safe, be sensible, and... what do you say? If you can't be good, be careful.
Yeah, can't be good, be careful.
Have a good one, guys. Bye bye.
Thanks for joining us this week, guys.
Pop over to our website at absolutelygoldenpodcast.com.
Please feel free to rate and review and follow us on our socials.
So that's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our Facebook community group, which is Absolutely Golden Bonus Bits. And don't forget, you can buy us a coffee on the homepage of our website, and that'll just help us keep creating for you guys every single week.
And tune in next week for another Absolutely Golden episode.
Wash your hands!
Wash your hands!